this gift or not. But I do know that if I rely on God, the Holy Spirit, He'll give me the words to say. I said, you got the job. So this picture was taken the Friday, just a week ago, this coming Friday, or no, last Friday, a week ago last Friday. The class that I did with Amy's group, where I entrusted him with that which was entrusted to me, and that's to accept Christ and to live a life pleasing to Christ simply by faith. And he's continuing in that message. I've had he had his first class last Friday night since I left. I got a note from him on the email. He said he started off his first class by promptly spilling a glass of water on his notes. I wrote him back and told him he was doing great. Had too many notes, apparently. More faith and less academia. I see. Other pictures that we have here are of Vilnius in Lithuania. Belarus is here. Minsk. This green one is Lithuania, and Vilnius is just across the border. It's about as long a train ride from Minsk to Vilnius as it is from Mogilev to Minsk. Take it overnight. And we had to go there once every 3 months because we're only given 3 month visas, and we have to leave the country to renew our visas. So we would just shoot across into Lithuania to the town of Vilnius and get our passports renewed, our visas renewed, and then come back. And the last time I went was in February, and I went with Amy. This is a picture of Amy in front of the Belarusian embassy in Lithuania. About 4 foot of snow on the ground. It was chilly that weekend. Train station in Vilnius where we came into. That's Lithuanian written on there, not Russian. I wanted some of these. This is the front part of it, and this is a side view of this cathedral of the Holy Spirit. It was a church built in the a Catholic church built in the 14th century, if I remember right, and it had been restored. And I had one picture. I tried to get one picture of the inside of it. It was just breathtaking, beautiful place. Here's an old Orthodox church that's being restored down at the end of this street. This picture and this picture show the old town area of Vilnius. And I took these pictures because it's very similar to parts of Belarus and Minsk and even in parts of Mogilev. And the reason I took the picture is Belarus still all looks like this. This has been bombed out since World War II, just about. And there's not much modernization. If you want to ride a true time machine, they say take the train from Berlin to Moscow. You'll start out in the 1990s. As you hit Poland, you'll be in about 1970. As you hit Belarus, you'll be in about 1950. Yeah, so you just keep going back in time the further east you go on that train. And it could very well be just like it is in Lithuania as it is in Belarus now, restoring and rebuilding, saving the heritage, the heritage and the history, and still making it livable for people. This is a restored section of Old Town, and these building fronts were built in like the 16th, 17th century. Let's see. I want to go back in August. The principal thing that I want to do is spend a little more time with this group in Mogilev that I left with Andre. He said there were 8 of them there Friday night for just him. Like I said, it's back this season though. It's a good crowd. I just want to go back to the main reason I want to go back is to help to stabilize this group, maybe build it back up a little bit, and give Andre some more training. Also, have all these students that I met last year in Minsk that I want to see again, see what kind of seeds God has sown there. Perhaps there's a church ready to form when that just needs me to go back there. In addition to those that I got to work with in this group, there were a lot of people that I met and worked with through the Bible Institute or through Friends of Andre's, and that aren't in churches yet. Yeah. Some of which I've given the gospel to three or four times and would like the opportunity to give it to them once or twice more. And Russia's a big country. And I'm getting to meet people from all over it, just from this small area of Belarus. And there's always another opportunity. I don't need someone to go to another city and do interviews to find out if I have a ministry there. If God sent me there and I'm a minister, I've got a ministry there. It's just a matter of following God's leading and seeing Him pull it together. Seemed to be led to go back to Belarus and stabilize this group. I was really hesitant to leave them, to tell you the truth. Also, two of the people that we worked with in Mogilev for the last 9 months were from the Ukraine, from the city of Kyiv. Let's see where Kyiv is. There it is, Kyiv.